Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Garrick Howell, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Pulling on me from a new point of view. And everything I'd forgotten keeps telling me I'm missing you. I guess time ain't to heal. Everybody said it'd be
ain't enough time, baby.
Why's it look so easy when it seems so hard to me? A different shade of blue, a different shade of blue.
Best to me. A lot of nice songs out here tonight. You didn't take on like a Boston accent while you were singing that tune or anything. It was like Southern, but not necessarily country.
I don't know who I'm trying to channel, but I don't know, maybe in the Greg Allman vein is coming out or something.
I heard your normal sounding voice and your normal accent, and it all came across nice. I really liked it.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad you did. I love that song, man.
Yeah,
it's so special.
That's a very cool tune. John, I'm hearing you play electric tonight. You know, and the last time you were here,
right,
you played
an
acoustic guitar. So hear all kinds of things. I was thinking back to the first part of the show, maybe What's So Bad. I think I was hearing some, like, maybe some Mike Campbell in there.
You're my favorite person on the planet.
Is that my imagination, or do you channel some of that? Do you listen to some of that? Do you like him?
Most definitely my go-to guy when I want to go there.
Yeah.
Mike's my favorite. I actually have a sticker on my guitar case that says, "What would Mike Campbell do?"
So, oh, come on, you do.
Especially when I'm in the studio, I really try to not necessarily sound like him, but just approach it like him and George Harrison, just how they approach things. That's kind of what I do too.
I'm a drunk, there ain't no way around it. There's a bottle, you know I found it. It's no secret that I love the women, and I abuse the gifts I've been given. Well, I'm drunk, and there ain't no way around it. There's a bottle, you know I found it. It's no secret that I love the women, and I abuse gifts I've been given. But you're loving a honky-tonk singer, Lord, for a good time, I'm sure fire ringer. Out all night, Tennessee ball dance, and smoking my young life away. Now you're late. There ain't no sense in trying, Lord, cause I know I won't hear you crying. And I knew we couldn't make it last. Now I'm out with my band getting smashed. Cause you're loving a honky-tonk singer, Lord, for a good time, I'm sure.
We we were talking about, you know, what happens in the barroom scene and how it impacts your life. And a few of your tunes, I'm thinking, Forgive Me, Nothing Left to Save, My Young Life, right, you know, three, bang, 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 uh-huh. right in a row, right? You get into the business of sort of alcohol, substances, mm-hmm. and...
Alcohol's a great invention. It's a wonderful thing out in the world. I can't take anything away from it. In all seriousness, you know what? Being around it all the time and having access to it all the time, and it's just a reach away or a shout on the microphone. Hey, somebody give me a shot up here. And next thing you know, there's 19 shots showing up on stage. Mm. I'm going to drink them all. Over time, you know, you do it, and some people can handle that, and some people can't handle that. I can't handle that. I found that out, and I found it out the hard way, or the way that everybody else finds it out that has that problem. I can't drink it anymore. I've had all mine. Mm-hmm. I got voted into the Hall of Fame first ballot. my drinking career is behind me, so to speak, and don't have any plans on resuming it or coming out of retirement. It got pretty bad there, though, to be honest. You know, drinking my weapon of choice was Kentucky bourbon. So I was a good Kentucky boy and stayed with the bourbon, which was great and a good time. And we had fun and we played music. And after a while, it was, okay, let's go play music and have some good times and party. And then it started to develop into, oh, I got to go play music. Well, at least I can party. And then eventually it became, oh, dang, I wish I didn't have to play music. I just preferred party. And that kind of progressed and just continued right on until just to be frank with you, I pretty much drank myself into one room in the corner of the basement of my house. I sat down there and I drank and I would have my fill every night. I was doing about a 1.75 every other night.
Mm-hmm.
Every 2 days I was having to go refresh that stockpile. The time I thought I could hide the evidence. I haven't quite pinpointed that line where I kind of crossed over into a problem, but it really doesn't matter. What I do know is I got to the problem point and hit that bottom that I had to hit. And, you know, that's different places for different people. And for me, it was very profound mental moment followed by a very profound physical failure. Pretty much, I probably wouldn't be here playing if the physical failure wouldn't happen mm-hmm. in between the mental. You know, the next day, got up, felt terrible in every way possible, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Started seeking out some help and went to an outpatient program. Sun up to sundown's about all I'm trying to worry about now. Don't tell me that the water they walk on is as muddy as mine. How they fell bottom where it drowned so many times. I think it's just about time for you to come ashore. To climb off of that cross is not what we're looking for. Can't let the worry right inside my head. Now just keep on shooting till I'm dead. The hearse gonna run out of gas on the way to my grave. And there ain't gonna be nothing left to say. And if you tell me you get me to hitch a ride, that chariot you're driving ain't headed toward paradise. Got the Bible on the highway laying next to your soul. Your pocket's full of silver, but you're still digging for gold. Can't let the worry right inside my head. I'll just keep on shooting till I'm dead. Hearse gonna run out of gas on the way to my grave. And I ain't gonna be nothing left to say. Gonna be nothing left to say.
Misbehaving. Your fire comes honestly, in your dress to be seen. Someone left you all alone. Baby, you can take it out on me. You got a heart as black as coal. A siren voice and the devil's in your soul. You look so hard, you pass the point of saving. Misbehaving. Into the room, I see you played this role before. Know exactly what you're doing. No, 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 couldn't want you anymore. You got a heart as black as coal, siren voice and the devil's in your soul. Love so hard you pass the point of saving. Misbehaving. Misbehaving. Oh, miss.
like to thank Gary Cowell for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each week, and we give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Let's give it up one more time for Gary Cowell.
Yeah, I appreciate everybody at Red Barn having us. Had a fun evening and had fun times getting here and had fun times. That's an inside joke, but I appreciate their assistance, their patience, the time they've taken to do this, not only tonight but every week. That's important to me. I think that people get the opportunity to see music, not just on weekend nights. Every once in a while, it's nice to see some during the week. So I want to thank them and their hospitality, the guys, on behalf of the fellas and myself. My name is Garrick Howell. John McHugh on guitar, Shannon Fuller on bass guitar, Don Parker on the drums. Seen it all before, from my head to my core, but from my skin to the floor, couldn't be anymore. I get tired of tradition, I seek what I've been missing, and when no one listens, I turn my anger to ambition. You didn't see it coming, I set myself free, paying no attention. What you think you'd see? You got a lot to learn about me. Sometimes my imagination runs wild. It runs wild like a helpless child. Runs wild for miles and miles. Let it take over for a while. Wait around, sitting, waiting on a vision. Revisit dreams I've been missing. And when no one listens, I turn my anger to ambition. You didn't see it coming, I set myself free, paying no attention to what you think you see. Got a lot to learn about me.
Redburn Radio would like to thank Garrick, John, Shannon, and Don for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guests, artists, and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.